Let's go! Episode 34, 33? I don't even know. I didn't check.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're back, baby!
Yeah.
And we're in an undisclosed location.
A.K.A. Brian's room.
A.K.A. Brian's room. Because my sister needed to eat, so she took up the kitchen. Yeah. So I have to be nice sometimes, you know?
She does help us out with the camera sometimes.
Yeah, especially that camera. Because yeah, it's like, if we don't have somebody looking at us, we're just like... Is it looking right? The angle's good?
Well, not me. That's all you.
You hate the angles.
I do hate the angles.
Yeah, what are you talking about? You're like, I hate being on this side of the chair. I want to go to the other side.
Yeah, I'm all about the angles. That's it. Not really care about the lighting and stuff like that. But
I do.
And that's why you're the producer, but whatever.
You might notice that there's a blue light on the video. It's because I have an Alexa, my boy, so I can change the colors. I always like that.
Yeah.
You're all like, what the heck? No, can you believe it? We're back.
Yeah, we're back.
Solo episodes back to back. I was talking to Elena about your solo episode, and she was like, Sebastian just kept going like,
Yeah, I don't know what to talk about.
You didn't write anything down?
No, Brian.
I'm never prepared.
Look, y'all, I'm in school. I have so much. Like, if I was to list everything that I'm doing at this moment in my life, it's too much.
Yeah,
but
I'm a busy man, though.
It's just a lot.
Yeah.
I told my sister last night, I was like, I have to do this, and apply for this, and send this over, and get this. She like, sounds like an adult life. And I was like...
The struggle is real.
Yeah.
It felt like... I feel like now we're kind of like adults now.
We are adults, but it's weird.
Like, we have more adult responsibilities now than before.
Do you feel like that jump from being a teenager to adult was really weird? I saw this TikTok that said, I'm about to be 23... But somehow I still feel like I'm 18 and
I
like 17, like still a teenager. And I'm like, I think about that every single day.
Like I still, like if someone asks my age, I'm like, oh shoot, I'm 22.
I'm about to be 23.
Yeah, I'm like, damn.
Yeah, and like.
I still feel like I'm 19, 18. Still in those teens.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's weird.
It just feels weird. Especially like, so where I work with a lot of teenagers or like people that are like barely finishing high school. And I'm just like, how old are you guys? And they're like 19.
Imagine me.
I know.
I work kindergarten to 7th grade.
Yeah.
I look at these kids and I'm like, dang, like it's funny though. Because sometimes I look at them and I'm like, dang, like, it's just weird.
It's weird.
How like 10 years ago I was in the position.
It's always weird when you look at time. Yeah. Like, you know how people say like Martin Luther King Jr. and Anne Frank were in the same, like, born the same year, I think.
Yeah.
Something like that. And every time I think about that, I'm like, that's crazy. Because all I see are pictures of Anne Frank are like black and white. Never color pictures like Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
You know why they do that? They always show black and white pictures to make it seem like
older.
Like it used to be older. And that we passed that or something. Like it's old history. But it's happened recently. Like people that were alive during World War II or Martin Luther King Jr. Like some of them are like barely 60 or 50 right now or 70. Something like that.
That's crazy.
Isn't that wild?
What do you think about the Queen dying?
Oh, I didn't really care. You cared?
Yeah, that was sad.
Why was it sad?
I don't know. I think it was sad. Like, could you even have to poop?
That came out of nowhere.
Do you think, like, it's sad? Like, she was the longest, like, monarch to reign. And, like, she was a female. Like, she went through, like, World War. She was born during World War I, I believe.
Yeah.
And then she served, like, in the military in World War II. And, like, she saw, like...
But she killed Princess Diana.
Allegedly.
I think she did it.
Well, I'm glad you think that.
You know what she did?
No.
Why?
I don't think so. I feel like, I mean, I'm sure it was an inside job.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was her. I don't think so.
Do you believe, like, the government would kill you if they had to?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's no question. Too. Like, the government hates so much. It's insane.
But, it's crazy. I feel like if I was, like, higher level, like, in the government or whatever, like, I knew these secrets, I don't think I could hide it. I think I would have to tell people.
Well, then you die.
I know, that's why.
But then they'd kill you.
And first, it would make you look crazy, and for people not to believe you, and then they would kill you.
And then you would go missing.
Yeah.
Well, they say they have the cure for cancer,
I definitely
HIV,
think they do. I definitely think they do.
But they said they don't want to do it because it, cancer, like, controls
they make
the population,
money off of it.
And they make money off of it.
Word.
Which is true, though.
If we go missing in a week, just know it's because we said this.
Just know I love y'all. I think...
We're talking
it's
about the
good. Queen. Oh, hold on. Yeah, I was going to jump.
Yeah.
From.
Oh, no. Talk about what you want to talk about.
No, you're good.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just felt bad. Like, she was very, like, she was such a badass woman. Like, she really was. At the end of the day, she, like, lived through so many presidents, through Hitler, through, like, the Cold War, John F. Kennedy, like, so many historical events. Yeah. Like, she, like...
She was there for a lot.
Yeah.
I was listening to a podcast, and they were talking about how they saw, like, a magazine of the Queen, and they said they had to buy it because, like, that magazine was put out right before... She died. Mm-hmm. Like, if they knew she was going to die. You know what I mean? Okay.
Well, I mean, she was sick.
Yeah.
But going back to, like, what you were saying about the government. And stuff,
yeah.
Do you think they should give out the cure for cancer?
Do I think so?
Yeah.
This is tough. Because if you're thinking about, like, in a human way, like, you should. Because you want as many people to be alive. But at the same time, if you're thinking about the earth and all that, you have to think about overpopulation. Mm-hmm. If we overpopulate, we're going to die, guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we're going to die in 2040 already.
Me too.
Yeah.
Tell me why I feel like we're not going to live that long.
Yeah,
like,
guys.
I truly feel like the end of the world is coming.
Yeah, like 15 years. Like, we're going to die. That's why I didn't want to have a kid, because I was like, I feel like by the time they're 10 or 15,
they're gonna be...
the world's going to go to shit.
But I feel like that mentality has always been around. There's always been natural disasters. There's always been hurricanes. Global changing has always happened, but I feel like now that there's technology,
it's more
like seen, heard about. Mm-hmm. But I truly do believe the world is coming to an end. Like, yeah, we fucking
like up. Do you know that plastic doesn't like go away right away? Like, it goes on for like thousands of years. So all the plastic we've been building up over the years, it's going into our oceans, and our fish are starting to eat that plastic because, you know, it starts to degenerate. And, like, they breathe in ocean water. That's what they do. So, now they're trying to find fish that have plastic inside of them. Nah, and what do we eat? We eat fish. So, when we eat the fish, they have plastic inside of them.
Not if you're vegetarian.
And now that... if you check your... some, they've been checking, like, people's blood and all that stuff.
And it has plastic.
And they found plastic in their bloodstream.
I've seen that.
Isn't that crazy?
Well...
when I found that, I was like, oh, my God. And I was going to do a whole project on it, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How's
school? School is all right. It's not too bad for me. I'm working a lot still.
Yeah.
And it's like, whatever. But I'm happy. I'm getting through the days. It doesn't feel like it's too long, too short.
That's sad. I'm getting through the days.
Yeah, getting through the days.
Yeah, same.
Because, you know, by the end of the day, when you're an adult, guys, like, you're always tired. There's no, like, I get to relax. It's always something.
I didn't go to work today, and you messaged me, I was asleep. I was asleep literally because I was gonna go to work today.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know those nights where you're just moving around and like
you just can't sleep,
you're sweating, it's hot, you're getting so like frustrated.
Yeah.
I was like so mad that I got up and I messaged the principal. I was like, I'm not going in. I was like, I'm still sick, I haven't slept. At 4 a.m, I have the email.
Damn.
I was like, I can't. And I slept all of today.
That's crazy.
I didn't like today was just a wasteful day.
Yeah.
I've been asleep since like 4 a.m.
But so you need like, that sometimes. Though.
I know, relax. Yeah, but I hate it though because I know I'm not gonna go to sleep right now.
It's crazy though because like Mexican dads be out here working like six days out of the week and they just like the one day they get off they start working.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know. It's different though.
Yeah.
Like they didn't go to school.
That's true.
They've been working forever,
and so they're just used to it. It's like a habit. It's
and
like,
they have to. I don't have a family.
That's true. I have a family
now. I was going to say we, but...
I'm going to have a family now.
Yeah.
Well, you're a godfather, so you're part of the family.
Of course, but I mean...
I am the godfather.
Is that a horror movie? That's a horror movie, no?
No, that's a movie.
Oh, but it's...
mobster movie. You ever heard of The Godfather?
No, I'm thinking about The Stepfather.
Oh, no.
Stepfather's dope.
Have you heard about... So, one of Sebastian's things about... what the fuck is it called? Adopting... The one thing about Sebastian adopting, he doesn't want to do that because of this movie called The Orphan.
I want to adopt kids.
But then you tell me you're kind of scared
because of The Orphan. Well, it's a scary thing, but I want to adopt like older children. I know that's kind of messed up.
Yeah.
But I think I adopt babies.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. But I think surrogacy would be cool, too.
Yeah.
That's expensive.
It is. But what's it called? The Orphan. Isn't that basically like a girl that's like older than what she actually is and like she pretends to be 8 years old or something?
Mm-hmm.
And she kills, like, somebody? I forget who.
Yeah. So, spoiler warning, whatever. But the orphan is, it's a disease, or not a disease. It's a condition where it makes you look younger than what you really are. And this girl, she was, like, in the mental hospital. And she escapes, and she goes into an adoption company and acts like a little girl, and she gets adopted, and then she kills the family. The end.
You know they released a prequel for it?
Yeah, I saw it.
Took it to the television show?
No, it's not that good.
Yeah, I saw Chucky the TV show, and it sucked too. No, I'm just kidding. I just said that because I know Sebastian
loves that show. Have you actually watched it?
Nah, I never watched it.
It's good.
I don't know. It just feels cheesy. It
is a little cheesy.
Movies become TV shows because then, like, it doesn't look as good as the movies.
Yeah.
And I just can't get past that. I hate it.
That's something I had to get past. Like, yeah. That's something that there was... I loved it, and I thought it was less cheesy than I thought it was going to be. But there were some moments where I was like, a little cringe. Yeah. But... I love Chucky.
It's kind of like the Marvel TV shows. I don't know if you've seen any of them.
I don't like Marvel that much.
Okay. So I was watching the Marvel TV shows, and I just couldn't get over how bad it looked compared to the movies.
Well, I saw...
WandaVision.
And that was horrible.
Right? Like, the CGI doesn't look good.
The CGI was so bad.
It reminds me of, like, late 2000s.
Like, that girl, Captain America, what's her name?
Captain Marvel.
No. The one with the star.
Miss Marvel.
I don't know.
With the star...
The one that opens dimensions and House of Madness. The girl that opens a big old portal and it's a star and she fights Wanda at the end.
That's a movie.
I know.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
I forgot her name. Oh, I just know she was Mexican.
Yeah, the Mexican.
It's a poor Mexican actress.
Yeah, but that CGI...
did not look good.
It didn't look good. It's so bad.
Well, there has been like little controversies over Marvel. So I guess that Marvel is getting people to do the CGI, right? But they're rushing them to do it. Mm-hmm. So they're not being able to, like, get that time to perfect it. So they're giving you, like, sloppy work. But it's not their fault. It's Marvel's fault.
Right.
They're making them do it as quick as possible because they want to make deadlines.
Well, there's a big picture that says they're choosing quantity over quality.
Yeah, they are. And that's why I kind of don't care about Marvel movies anymore. Mm-hmm. I just feel like it's too much. And I feel like it's just kind of repetitive. It's like the same stuff over and over.
You know when I started to feel like that about Marvel? Spider-Man.
Get out of here.
You know what? No, it was
weird.
That's
completely different.
When they were FaceTiming each other, I didn't like it. The conversation. I just think a lot of the dialogue, actually, it did not start with that movie. It started with Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yeah, that one felt kind of...
Because that
you
one...
people love that movie?
I know.
More than the first one?
The jokes are just forced. Yeah. It's so... the jokes are really forced. It's really awkward. I don't like it. And that's what a lot of people are saying. They're saying that it's just a comedy show now. Like, they don't try to be serious. Like, Abomination, I guess that's his name. And
Abomination.
And She-Hulk.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How his voice is like...
it's completely different from the original one.
Like a squeaky voice. Yeah. And everybody's like...
I miss it when it used to be more... like, I do like comedy in my movies. But I don't want it to be too much.
Like, too focused on that.
Yeah, like...
because you don't think Marvel would be comedic.
Yeah, much. At first, when they were coming out with Iron Man, Incredible Hulk, Thor, it wasn't like that. It was originally
they had jokes, but like, it wasn't centered around
jokes. It wasn't depending on that.
Yeah, it wasn't depending on jokes.
And like, I remember people did not like Thor, the first one. But as soon as Thor started making more jokes, it started becoming more good. So I kind of get why Marvel switched into that. Because it started seeing like more people started liking the jokes. Mm-hmm. But I think they overdid it.
Yeah. Have you seen the newest one?
No, I haven't even touched it.
So there's a couple of things I've seen online that I'm like, ew, this is gross. Miss Marvel, I think it's... the little girl, she's a little girl. It's a TV show for Marvel.
Miss Marvel.
It's Miss Marvel. Yeah, it's Miss Marvel. I heard nothing about it, but there's a certain clip where she's like on top of this guy. And then she's like, where did you learn how to jump? Donkey Kong or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And then he's like, where did you learn... I don't know. It was cringe, Brian. Uh-huh. Like, it was so weird. Like, I didn't watch the series. And that one, like,
that one
not even 10 seconds. It was a 5-second clip.
Uh-huh.
I was like, what is this shit?
I'm
yeah, I'm already not a Marvel fan.
Yeah.
So, like, seeing all this stuff, I'm like...
I like DC.
Mm-hmm.
I like DC movies. But they're just bad at writing, too. Like, I like DC being serious.
Mm-hmm.
They're too serious sometimes.
Oh my gosh, Brian. You're that person that's either like, too serious or too funny.
Like, you need a mixture. I think it's just a good mixture. Because, like, too serious is like, oh my god. Like, have you ever seen... if you guys have not seen Man of Steel yet, I don't know what you're doing.
I don't like it.
You don't like Man of Steel?
I love DC over Marvel, but I hate the movies.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But, like, the cartoons for DC?
Oh, yeah.
Better than anything Marvel's
Yeah.
I love watching Teen Titans. I love watching Justice League. I love watching... Young Justice.
Mm-hmm.
They just have good stuff like that.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the movies, it's like...
Have you seen The Flash? Have you seen the CGI for the Flash?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
I'm so mad that
Isn't that Flash one of your favorites?
I love Flash. Yeah. Flash is my favorite. So you know how they're making a movie for him? Mm-hmm. So I guess they might not anymore because of all the stuff he's going through. And I'm very mad because I've been waiting for a Flash movie for freaking ever.
Bro, Justice League came out like in 2007 or 2016, remember?
And
nothing has come out yet.
Nothing has come out. Batman vs. Superman was trash.
That was trash. I think we saw it together.
Did we see it together?
Yeah, we saw it together.
It was horrible.
Yeah, I remember we were watching and then we were like, Superman died?
What movie was it that we watched that we were on our phone? Star Wars.
We were watching the... It was the last one, Jedi. We were watching that. It was just me and you.
It was just me and you.
We were watching it and legit, it felt like I was watching like... the longest movie of my life.
So boring.
Movies shouldn't feel like that. It should make it feel like it's going by quick.
And you like
Star Wars. I like Star Wars.
That was our second time. That was our second Star Wars movie that we saw. The one prior to that was really good. Because we saw it with Sabrina.
Yeah.
Then we saw it with Sabrina. And that was, and then that's when we
that was a good food. Movie.
No, that was all right. I just hate how long they are. But that one that we watched together, I was like, oh my God, Ryan. I was like, I remember I was on my fucking phone. You were on your phone.
I was on my phone too.
And I was very shocked because like Brian's like, Star Wars fan.
Like I love Star Wars movies, but those are just...
The only person I like is Yoda.
Yoda the GOAT. Baby like, Yoda?
No.
No?
No, the OG.
Me and Elaine were talking about you.
Oh.
Yeah, and we're talking about what's the perfect guy for Sebastian.
Oh my gosh. No guy.
And we're talking about how they have to be tall.
No. Okay, go ahead.
I thought you were a perfect guy was a tall guy.
I prefer a tall guy, but I'm not like...
Well, we're talking about perfect guy
Perfect. Okay,
yeah,
go.
We're not talking about... Okay, so...
Yeah, my
bad. We're like, we want a tall guy for Sebastian. Mm-hmm. He needs to be white.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna get canceled.
For what? That's just your type. Have you seen that TikTok video of somebody being like, this guy has only been going for white girls around across America.
Oh, I saw that.
And I just thought, it doesn't matter. That's his type. That's what he wants. True. Everybody has a type.
I'll reiterate, but go ahead.
Okay.
Tall, white.
What else? Someone that's toxic, but not too toxic for him. You need toxicity in your life.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then, what else? Someone that's funny. Mm-hmm. They can't be too serious all the time.
Absolutely.
Someone that could keep you on check.
Yeah.
Yeah, huh? And then Elaine was like, I think I'm describing you, Brian.
You're not white.
I know, but she said, like, besides that.
Kind of just like that. Mm-hmm. No, absolutely not. You're ugly. No,
damn.
No, I'm kidding.
You said that with passion.
Yeah, I was just joking.
Oh, but we were saying that, and I was like, I looked at Elaine, and I was like, I told you I'm perfect.
Oh, my God. See, this is... Every conversation we have, it always ends up with you having to say you're perfect.
I'm not perfect. I have my own flaws. But other than my flaws, I'm perfect. I'm just joking, guys.
That's everybody, though. But I do agree. I think perfect, like, the perfect is definitely taller than me. Mm-hmm. I think they would have to be, like, submissive, but...
Not too submissive.
But, like, a mixture of, like...
So you're one of those type of guys that need a mixture.
Of everything.
Like, I was just saying what you told me earlier. Because I said I want serious and comedy together.
Nice.
I got you.
That was good. But yeah, I think just the balance of like submissive and like dominance. Mm-hmm. And I do, a white man's whore.
Yeah, you are a white
but man's whore. But recently, I'm not joking, I've been into like...
Mexican?
Yeah, like darker skin tones and everything, which I'm like, not that I ever was like, ew.
Yeah.
But like, so. I've been like more attracted to that lately. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. But definitely someone like that, and someone funny, someone mm-hmm. toxic, not too toxic. Mm-hmm. Overall, we're describing S.
That's true,
no, not you, bro. you really thought
that was me.
You are in a high horse right now.
I was just joking.
I
joking? No, I'm just kidding.
Brian,
I was going to say something, but I forgot.
I was going to say something too.
I hate when this happens. Like, we're going to say something and then we just, like, forget it.
I was going to say, I hate that fact that you're not reading my book.
Oh, yeah.
Should I grab it and show it to the camera?
Yeah, if you want. Watch it drop over the...
Do you reach?
Oh, I could get it.
Because I'm not trying to move. Yeah. You're the disrespect.
A court of something thorns.
A court
of... Look, Sebastian, I'm going to be honest. It started off slow as fuck.
Yeah, I told you.
But it was pretty good after a while.
So why didn't you keep reading it?
Just got boring. I didn't like how I had to wait that long to get it good.
It's book one from a 4-book series. Five.
Percy Jackson got me right away. Oh, that's what I was going to talk about. The Percy Jackson trailer.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm really excited. I'm not going to lie. I'm really excited for it.
Not going to lie to you guys. The minute episode one drops, I might record a podcast for it.
Yeah, I think we should.
We should, huh?
I think that'd be fun.
Let's go.
I think we should watch it together.
I'm down.
I think we should go to my house, buy pizza, and just
watch it. I'll tell Elena come too, even though she doesn't like it. Well, she likes the series, but she doesn't read it. She's right. Black.
I did say she's black. I was like, what?
No.
I'm really excited. Percy's house.
Oh, yeah.
Looks so badass.
Bro, they said it looks better than the fucking movie.
But again, I don't know if Rick was...
He wasn't involved.
In the movie, or was
they
he?
They didn't have him as involved as he is in this TV show.
Okay, because he's involved in this series.
Yeah, he's like there.
So, like, I'm super excited because if they go season by season, and if this is such a big hit, which it is, and if the CGI is good, if the budget is good, and if Rick does everything correctly, we can get a full-length series all the way to, like, the Lost Heroes series.
I don't think they're gonna go that far.
You don't think so? Dude, these are big. Because he has all these series. He has more series. Yeah. But the most popular one is Percy Jackson.
And which Lost Heroes.
If they reach to The Last Olympian, I'm good with that.
I'm good. I don't care.
Awesome. But I would love for them to go into The Lost Heroes. I would love. Because The Lost Heroes over Percy Jackson series. The Lightning Thief series.
I would say there's moments in The Lost of Heroes that are better than Percy Jackson.
No, I love The Lost Heroes. The fighting is better. The characters are so much better. Absolutely love it.
Watch everybody be like, what are
who's your favorite
about?
God?
Who's my favorite god?
Yeah, god and goddess. Because, I mean, you're
Poseidon and Artemis.
You're that basic bitch.
You like Artemis.
I love Artemis. That's my favorite goddess. Yeah, I love her.
Then why are you saying I'm basic? You like Artemis.
No, I'm talking about Poseidon.
Oh, well, Poseidon, I just like it because of the water powers.
Nice. I like
Apollo. Well, Zeus is pretty cool, too.
You see, basic.
It's because they're the strongest ones.
I do like Apollo. And I like the twins. The only reason why is because Apollo is the sun, and I do like the sun and everything.
Yeah, you are.
And he's bisexual, which I think is really cool.
Oh, he is bisexual.
He's got music, medicine, messages, which I think is really cool.
Yeah, he's pretty dope.
And then Artemis, well, she's the huntress.
Yeah, she's pretty dope.
She needs no man. She has a little army.
I said the other girl. What's the other girl's name? The smart girl? Athena.
Athena.
Should have said Athena.
All right, with Athena. She's a basic bitch. Yeah. I'm kidding. I do like Iris. Iris is really cool.
She's the rainbow, right?
The rainbow. The
communication or something
like that. Yeah, and I do like Nemesis too, the goddess of revenge. Yeah. I think that's pretty badass.
Sebastian, I wish you were able to take a mythology class.
I was actually going to take a mythology class, but I was like, if I don't need it, I'm not going to spend money. Because if you had a pocket, I think once...
For me, it was one of my... I forget what it was, but it was for something for me.
Nice.
I thought it was like a basic part.
I don't know.
Maybe they were telling you other options or something like that.
Probably, but I would love mythology.
Mythology was so dope. Like, I loved it.
I love mythology. It's amazing. Yeah, and then, I don't know. I love those all gods. I like goddesses more than gods, which obviously Iris and Nemesis and Athena. I love Aphrodite.
She's pretty dope too.
I love Piper, which I know you absolutely hate.
Sebastian, if they kill Piper in the next book, I would not care.
No, that's not. I was really mad that they didn't kill off like half of the cast.
They should have
in the last year. I think Piper should have died. I think that would have been awesome. I think Talia should have died.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would have been really cool.
She should have died in like the first series.
You know when I cried?
When
the first series, not in the first series.
Talia?
I think she
needed to die.
Okay.
She already died once. Why not again?
That's true. She was dead. You know when I cried when all the huntresses died was it Cyclops or
giant? I was a giant? Cyclops.
Yeah, it was a Cyclops, and they were in like in the dome.
Yeah.
And I think it was Piper. I think it was the way she describes it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was like crazy.
I remember I had to pause. Like, for all of y'all who don't know, well, too bad. Y'all missing out. But I remember I was reading it.
We really recommend this. Like, yeah, I don't read books, but that's the book series that I legit bought, and I'm reading again because I love it that much.
I mean, it's a low level book, but who cares? Like, it's so good.
I think it's better than Harry Potter.
Rick is he's such a genius.
He's a good writer. He's made like almost 13, 14 books, and they've all become bestsellers.
More. He has a Lightning series.
Percy Jackson, Magnus Chase, the Pyramid one.
Oh, those are so those good. Are Have good. You read those?
Yeah, those are underrated.
Did you really read them?
Yeah, I told you. Yeah, I told you. I read the first two books. I didn't read that.
Brian, why'd you read the last one?
Because I was too busy.
It's so good. I have it if you need it. It's good. Read it.
Nah, I don't have no time.
The fight is really good. Because they're going to fight the... Yeah. It's so good. So good.
Everybody's going to be like, what part do we skip to? Because we don't care about this.
Well, too bad. It's a podcast, and we're going to talk about whatever the hell we want. But yeah, I just love it.
You know what I wanted to talk about?
Come on, Brian.
Let's talk about.
I feel like we should have a whole series on just mythology.
Mythology?
I think that would be such a good
episode. If you guys find it interesting, we'll post it on our Instagram story. Vote if you guys want to talk about mythology.
No, I don't care what they think.
Oh, okay.
Like, we're doing a mythology.
We don't care now.
Like, we're doing it. Since when? No, we're That's doing true. A mythology.
We're
no.
doing it now. I'm going to cut that out and just put out of context. We're doing it now.
I hate you, man.
All right, guys, that's that. Can't even talk. That's the end of episode 34. Follow us on TikTok, sub to us on YouTube, follow us on Instagram. You guys can listen to us on any app that you guys listen to music on or listen to podcasts on. If we're not on it, just hit us up and we'll put it on there. Just hit us up on Instagram and we'll put it right there, my boys. Bye bye. Sebastian is gay.